Blog Talk Radio.
What up? This is Gigi, the Sour Patch Kid.
Oh, God, no.
And bringing it Stacey.
Because you messed it all up. You don't even know your line.
Insane. What up? This is Gigi, the Sour Patch Kid. And bringing it.
No, it doesn't flow. You just have to let that go. That's not, I don't approve of it. She didn't run it by me. I don't like it.
Hello, this is Chi-Chi the Vixen, bringing it straight to you, no chaser.
I'm tired.
I have my homegirl, Cheeky Patty,
always.
You know I'm tired. Your bobo has no effort whatsoever.
I'm tired, but I'm here.
Well, I'm here.
Well, good. Know your name next time.
It's Chi-Chi the Sour Patch.
It's none of those.
How was your week? It was busy. For some reason, my job has decided to load a bunch of unnecessary responsibilities onto me, and so I'm busy every day of the week, so now I have no mental space left.
But do you get paid?
If that's what you want to call it.
Well, then let's move on.
My week was also eventful and busy. I'm in the process of moving.
I didn't even get into that. That's a whole other can of worms because I'm separating from my sister.
Well, I loved it. That's what I'm so proud of. So big ups to her on her big life change and career move.
Is she making better for herself?
Yeah.
Well, then let's not talk about it.
Look, just because I threw slight shade at you, your shade wasn't even warranted, first of all.
It has had no place in this conversation.
It did.
Goodbye.
Hello. So, of course, we weren't here last week, everyone. I know that you were so disappointed and missed us dearly.
They were watching the game.
Oh, did you see that, though?
I did. But apparently I missed the fight.
Yeah, you did.
I missed that part, okay?
I just don't understand why football players fight, though, because you're punching helmets.
You got to get in where you fit in.
I've punched a couple of helmet weaves before, so
it's not as hard as
my basketball
helmet. That's what you, black gel can do a lot.
Yeah, black gel is the devil.
But ISO.
Is that what you use to slick down your baby hair?
Yes, and a toothbrush. Get off my back.
Yes, a toothbrush, an actual toothbrush.
What is this, 1986?
80s, babies! Anyway, as you guys know, we will be discussing the legalization of the marijuana and the pros and cons of it. We're not going to play good cop, bad cop.
We're just going to talk about the facts, the truth.
Yes. Any opinion stated is not the opinions of the Brewery Radio. They are simply facts pulled from online research and news.
I'm going to give some personal opinions, just a little bit. I'm not going to get all in, you know, the ins and outs, but there are certain facts that are, you know, real facts that I support and I believe in my family.
You know, I guess it's something that we need to discuss, but it's just a lot of people have a lot of strong opinions about it.
Yeah.
And I don't see the big deal sometimes.
I don't have a problem with strong opinions as long as your opinions are backed by research. Don't come into a conversation that's backed by research with just personal feelings and no kind of grounds to stand on.
Yeah, that's with anything in life. Mm-hmm. But before we delve deep into that, let's,
I like that hand motion.
Is that
like a wave. A roller coaster.
Like a wave. Like that song, that go-go song. Do the water dance.
What is it?
Is it
a go water dance?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
To get off the water phone?
Get in.
No, not get in.
I'm just.
Damn it. It's been we are getting old.
Yo, let me just tell you about what I am. It was ridiculous. Something happened.
And my child looked at me. That's what happened. I had my nephew this weekend. Mm-hmm. And my five-year-old was like, oh, no, whatever, whatever. And my daughter said, don't do that to auntie. And my five-year-old said, auntie, I thought she was his grandma. She's 33. She's old enough to be a grandma. Kids are so brutally honest. My godson once looked me dead in my face and said, you chunky, cheeky.
Oh, my God.
It hurt my soul. It's
because they mean it.
Yes. Like, they're not being mean.
There was nothing I could say back because I looked down and I was like, I am chunky.
They're so honest, and it doesn't even, you can't even get mad at them because they're not trying to be mean on purpose.
My baby called me chunky.
Ridiculous. I don't understand.
Very bad.
But talking about things that happened this week, I know that before we went on air, we were talking about the issues that are going on with Bobby Christina and things like that. And I just think it's a sad situation.
It's a really sad situation.
Anytime someone is so young and it's before their time to go, anytime they're in that kind of a medical situation where you don't really know if it's going to be, the outcome is going to be good or bad or if they're going to be forever changed, any situation like that is heartbreaking. I don't care the circumstances of when it happened. I don't care who the person is. It's sad.
Yeah, and the guy, Max Lomas, is that his name? Max Lomas? He said that he saw Nick Gordon, who is Bobby Christina's boyfriend, mm-hmm. cleaning up blood before they called police.
I just believe it in my heart and in my soul that he had something to do with it.
Me too.
I don't feel like it was self-inflicted at all. Whatever happened to her, whatever's going on, because they're being very tight about the situation, I do know that, you know, he's not allowed at the hospital, and I feel like that's a red flag, because regardless of how you feel about the next person, if you know that they were a blessing into somebody else's life and you're not allowing them there, it's because they're under suspicion, and that's how I feel. He's under suspicion. I don't trust it.
I mean, I don't know how many of you out there used to watch the show where it was Bobby Christina, her aunt, and something in Houston, Iowa, or something like that. But Nick Gordon never really acted like he was, like, totally and completely in love with her. And she was just, like, always head over heels mm-hmm. over him. And she was so in love with him. And she always said that Whitney wanted them to be together and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he was never, he always broke her heart. And he always said that they were just friends, even though they were supposed to be dating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always just, it was weird. And now that this has happened to her, I think that something, like you said, something is fishy. Something's not right.
I don't trust it. And I don't like it.
And it's sad because she's so young. She's, what, 21?
21 or 22. But she's way too young to be in the position she's in right now. And this is a complete sidebar, but a lot of people are going through some really heavy situations at such a young age. It's like we go through things in life so young, and I feel like a lot of people from 20 to 30 and mid-30s have a lot of life experience that I feel like should have been spread out further. I was talking to somebody very close to me about this earlier today, and I was like, you know, you got a lot. Mentally, you're like an old man because you just lived a lot. You've been through a lot of situations, but age-wise, you're still a young guy. So it's just sad, you know. People go through a lot of stuff before they're mentally ready to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, even as you look at these younger kids, like in elementary school,
mm-hmm.
Elementary school, middle school, they're even dealing with stuff that we didn't even deal with till high school or college. You know, kids having sex in elementary school.
At 11!
You don't even know what your vagina looks like.
I'm still out of my life playing X-Men.
Barbie.
Rogue!
Oh my gosh, you look cool too. I used to collect X-Men cards.
Yeah, I just wanted to be, I can lift this whole table up.
I know.
Strong.
Oh, I loved her gray strong.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was funny. Earl's transportation. I remember those days. Right back home, exchanging X-Men cards. Those were the days.
And now, aren't kids Pokemon?
You're giving them condoms.
Yeah, like, why should you don't sex ed in elementary school? It's crazy to me. I don't know. I'm not ready to be a parent. I'm not ready to be a mom.
My daughter said that they don't do girls about the boys, and they don't talk to boys about the girls.
I didn't like it. Makes you really nervous.
Because I said something about balls dropping.
Okay.
Well, she was like, I don't know what that is.
I don't want to talk to you about that.
We were talking about pregnancy.
Okay.
Balls dropping? Is that the term you use?
Testicle drop. Testicles dropping.
Once at that point, man.
Okay.
Make baby.
I will say this, though, that the funniest New Year's Eve meme that was made was, it was a picture of a Rastaman, and he said, no real bottom man watch any balls drop.
I was laughing. It was so funny to me. I was like, you know what?
Shut up.
All right. But back to what we're talking about. Wait a minute. Were you mad this week?
Yep.
Are you sure?
I was upset, and I'm cranky about it, and I want to talk about it.
Okay.
I'm mad or not. Hey, I can't see
Ladies, I want to know how many of you out there are tired of seeing vagina products advertised on the television every damn 5 seconds. Even the one, I got swagger. Y'all know you. You know that one, swagger. You have swagger because your vagina smells good. Your vagina smells good at all times. Why do you have swagger now? Because you use Summer's Eve to wipe your stinking behind. It's ridiculous. I'm tired of seeing refresh commercials where you got to use something to replace the pH level in your vagina. I'm tired of seeing commercials about vagina wipes, vagina spray, and vagina wash. I'm tired of seeing stuff about, oh, you don't feel so fresh today? Use Vagisil wash. Or, are you itchy? You can never be yourself when you're itching down below. Why are we sharing these intimate details on commercial advertising? I don't see nothing about niggas. Ooh, sorry. I don't see nothing about men's itchy balls, because y'all know y'all got itchy balls. I don't see no commercial about itchy balls. I don't see no commercials about how men should be waxing or shaving their pubes. I don't see nothing.
And y'all should.
I don't see nothing about this, but we have all these laser hair removal commercials, waxing commercials, vagina products make your vagina smell like roses.
First of all, here, why don't you just eat better? Take better care of yourself.
Wipe
the proper way.
I spit front to back.
Here's another meme I saw that said, said women would rather eat pineapples than wipe front to back.
just wipe right. And y'all probably stink because of the truffle butter.
I knew you were going to bring up truffle butter, and I didn't want you to. The song that, why is the name that? The song came on the radio when I was in the car with my sister, and she was like, truffle butter coming up next. And I was like, why is this even a song name? Why are we even talking about this? And my sister was like, what's truffle butter? And I was like, oh, nope, not even going to get into it because it's disgusting.
My daughter, this song came on, she was like, hey, truffle butter. I almost slapped the snigger stuffer.
I will get in my car right now, drive to your house, and take her out of the bed and shake her 3 times. So she ever don't you think? First of all,
I don't think she knows what truffle butter.
Okay, well let's politely tell the listeners what truffle butter is before we get into this topic.
Okay, you're better at it than I do.
Okay,
truffle butter is when you're having booty sex, and then the man takes his thing out and goes and penetrates the bag, and the bodily fluid looks like a brownish truffle butter. It's disgusting. Let's never talk about this again.
No, but can I just say, on my Facebook post, it was so funny that one of our mutual associates was like, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I figured out what it was.
I'm not a friend of you.
That's why. You're nasty. All of y'all is nasty.
Nasty. You nasty. Get your face. I'm a bitch. You nasty. You.
I'm not. It's disgusting. Nobody ever bring this up to me again. I don't want to talk about this in the street. I don't need text messages, Facebook messages about this. We're done. Moving on. And you too, Chi-Chi, no more. No more.
Okay, fine.
Just to all of you companies and advertising agents out there, let's have a little bit of balance, okay? If you're going to have a bunch of funky vagina commercials and hair removal vagina commercials, let's have a little balance and show about funky balls, because we all know, we've been into a male locker room before. We all know, y'all do stink. Let's move on.
Sorry. Excuse me.
All right, so
about this topic, legalizing the marijuana.
What are different names?
I don't know. Weed.
Kush.
Type. Oh, too much information right there. Right there. Wait a minute now. Yes. So we wasn't gonna make this shit personal. Doing my research for like 10 years, I have never seen I saw one study that was written completely on a biased platform. It was obvious that it was straight propaganda and trying to make marijuana out to be 8,000 things that it's not. But I've never really seen one proven, backed up, scientific, medical case study done that has had any adverse effects on anybody. No negative effects.
It's always good.
It's always good.
So are you in support?
Yes.
Of the usage and the legalization?
I've got signs in my closet.
Moving on.
I don't feel like there's anything wrong with it. The only thing, one thing I will say, that the only negative effect of smoking marijuana recreationally is that you can get fired. You can lose your job.
Well, I'm going to challenge you on that.
Go!
So, research says that there are some adverse reactions. I did the air quotes.
So?
To using the cannabis. Is another name for marijuana, Mary Jane and ganja. Marijuana can raise your heart rate 20% to 100% shortly after smoking it, and it can last up to 3 hours. Did you know that?
But it can decrease anxiety.
Yes, it can. But if your heart rate is speeding up, you're still so anxious.
Well, I will say this: marijuana ain't for everybody. Soda ain't for everybody. Sleeping 9 hours ain't for everybody. Do you see where I'm going with this?
It's not all about
that. Do you see where I'm going?
Not all about
pork ain't for everybody. You see where I'm going with that?
Wait.
And can I also say that I feel that pork is more harmful to the body than marijuana.
Yes.
It actually is.
But we are biased because neither one of us get it.
Well, you know I should eat it.
It is a bottom feeder.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll turn around and eat its own crap.
Yep. Would you eat your own poop? Now, if you would eat your own poop, then eat pork.
Well, people who eat truffle butter don't.
As was being told you.
Move on.
Okay. They say that
people who smoke marijuana are more likely to have a heart attack.
Who said that shit?
We're going to get this. We're going to get this from. I think I erased my source. Damn, I'm not that researcher.
I can't. Now, I'll have. That's something that I will have to look up because I am interested in that because personally, in what I've seen, you know, because millions and millions, I've never seen someone stressed out while they're smoking pot. Not physically, not emotionally, not mentally.
I can say the increase in heart rate is true because mm-hmm. I have a heart problem.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day.
Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Thank you. I may have been in the presence.
When you say may have, that means you were.
May have been in the presence.
I'm not the fed.
Of the gram.
Not the police.
And I did have increased heart rate, which, you know, is my heart problem.
Yeah, and that's what I'm not. It's not for everybody. And I've actually met people that have puffed it and passed it because they hated it. They didn't like how it made them feel. So there might be some validity to that because I do know someone who has said it and makes them feel way more anxious than what they were, and they get extra paranoid.
Well, don't pull out your notes yet, because I'm still listing the average.
I'm just preparing.
Okay, next. I feel like I am the defense. You're a defense, and I'm the prosecutor.
Oh.
Okay, so
it's a jury here.
It says that it also has been known to affect mental health problems, such as depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts among adolescents. And personality disturbances, including a lack of motivation to engage in activity. Which means they're basically saying it makes you lazy.
Well, here's my argument to it makes you lazy. Any substance can be abused. It doesn't even have to be drugs. Soda can be abused. Food can be abused. And I feel that for the people who smoke until they can't do anything else, they have other issues other than the weed smoke. It's not the weed itself that's making them lazy. It's the overuse. It's like if you weren't addicted to smoking, if that's what you want to call it, then you could be addicted to something else. It has nothing to do with the drug itself and everything to do with you and your personality.
The lack of activity.
Maybe so.
Okay. So marijuana is also an irritant to the lungs. And they say that marijuana smokers have the same or worse problems experienced by tobacco smokers, such as cough, phlegm, and acute chest illness.
Ha! I can refute that.
Okay.
Because there was a study done that actually said that it does not impair any lung function and can actually increase your lung capacity over, you know, prolonged usage. There was a study done of 24 smokers for 8 years, and they tested their lung capacity. Some of them were also cigarette smokers. They tested their lung capacity in the beginning and the end, and they all had increased lung capacity.
Well, there you go.
I
think that's one of the problems, though, with mm-hmm. legalizing it, is that there's so much conflicting information
mm-hmm.
out there. One person says this, one person says that. And I think it's on purpose. I know I'm always sounding like a conspiracy theorist.
I mean, honestly, it is on purpose because they want to criminalize certain things and make you look at things a certain way so that if you meet someone or encounter the opportunity to, they've thrown all these random facts at you to tell you, hey, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. But you have to check the studies that they're doing. Is a study done in an extreme circumstance, like a study we're going to talk about in a little bit, to put a nasty negative label on something, or is it an actual credible type of experiment being done? Because a lot of times they do these in like the most extreme experiments ever because they want the result to be a negative result.
Can you go ahead and give us an example?
Okay. Like the original study done, I know, I don't know if you guys know about it or not. You can look it up. I don't remember the exact name, but when the whole war on drugs thing started and they did the study about how marijuana is bad and it could kill you and this and the third, they tested it on animals. And the animals died, but this is why. Because they pumped a room full of the equivalent to 800, not 80, not 8, 800 joints. And they died, but it was from carbon monoxide, but they suffocated. So it wasn't, I don't know a single person that can sit and smoke 800 joints back to back. Who in the hell? You'll be too damn high to roll.
You can't do anything 800 in a row. You can't eat 800 cupcakes and not die of it. You can't drink 800 gallons of water and not drown. You can't do anything 800, have sex 800 times a day and still have a tight, viable sex organ.
Or not get bed rest, back burn. But that's why you have to check these studies, because for a long time, a lot of people in the United States were under the impression that marijuana could kill you, and it was more harmful than what it was because they didn't know the circumstance of that study. And a lot of people still think it's true.
I don't understand how anyone can think it's true. Look at all the hippies from the 60s.
I know.
Oh, I forgot your flower child.
Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, hey.
Well, with the legalization, why do you support it?
Basically, my number one and all-time reason is because I don't think that it doesn't do anything bad to you.
I just gave you a reason.
This is my own personal reason. It don't do nothing damn bad. I don't understand what the problem is. It doesn't make you violent. It doesn't make you aggressive. I feel like the government doesn't want us to smoke because it'll keep us open and aware, and it won't make you angry and nasty and hateful, and we won't be out here killing each other. The crime rates will go down. They can't put you in jail and make billions of dollars off of you being in jail.
So what about the impairment people? They say that it impairs you, so you end up getting in more accidents and so on and so forth.
I do feel like if you're going to smoke, then you should just smoke responsibly. No one should be high as gas, you know, out here moving in the streets when they're not fully alert. Don't operate a motor vehicle. Don't get high and do 80 miles an hour on the internet. Don't get high and operate a forklift. Don't get high and do certain things. I just feel like everything is supposed to be done in moderation. And if you are a responsible user, just like when you drink alcohol, which is the devil, you shouldn't do certain things because it is the devil. I mean, let's be honest with you. Alcohol is a billion times worse than marijuana.
Don't call it the devil.
And it's illegal. And it can kill you. It can make you kill somebody else.
You can get pancreatitis.
I ain't never seen somebody so high they went home and beat the shit out of their wife and their kids.
It can make you vomit.
Are you talking about your personal experience? It can make you fat. I know that.
Oh, the calories.
There's calories in marijuana. Go get shit all day.
No.
I think that's a lot tonight.
Yes, you are. And, okay, so here's the question. If they legalize marijuana, would you allow your children to smoke it with you?
No. I don't feel like, and this was just me personally, I don't want to be in a situation where I'm smoking with my kids. I don't, for some reason, that rubs me the wrong way. And I can't really put my finger on it, but I don't feel like it's appropriate.
But there's nothing wrong with it. You should be able to do it with your children.
Maybe after they turn 21, like legal drinking age. I don't believe that 13 and 14 year olds should be walking around smoking marijuana. I think that it's an adult decision that should be made by an adult.
So at 18, would you smoke with your kids?
I don't know. You have to ask me when I have some. But right now, I'm not sure. Would you?
I'm not sure because I don't partake of the green.
This is a hypothetical situation.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Because see, it's iffy because
I think I would.
I'm an adult and I drink. My family drinks. I drink with my mom. I drink with my dad. So you know, it's kind of like I don't know about that one, but
I guess it depends on culture.
Yeah, that too.
We have a caller. You tapped in.
Hey, what's up? It's Raheem.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Raheem.
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're good. We're talking about the Mary Jane. What do you feel about it?
Oh, yeah. I think they need to go ahead and legalize it. It's just like liquor, you know. Now, they had prohibition and, you know, it was a horrible thing to drink liquor and you got caught with it. You got, all the serious trouble. I look at it as the same thing as that. And, you know, with any, you know, drug you use, well, not any, but I look at marijuana as the same level as alcohol. You have to use it responsibly. That doesn't mean smoke every day or, you know, be high at work or, you know, I don't even smoke and drive. You just have to be responsible about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the other countries, it's legal. You know, that doesn't mean you can walk down the street and get high, but they have clubs and places where you could purchase it and you could do it there and they keep it moving. I think over the years they've made it such a political thing that it's this big serious, oh God, you can't smoke marijuana, it's horrible, you're gonna die, and you know, but there's a lot of health, you know, benefits as well.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you know, a lot of people end up going to jail for it, and one of the statistics, it says that half of the 1.64 million people in prison are arrested for less than an ounce of weed, and they're serving long, long, long sentences over less than an ounce of weed. How do you feel about that?
Well, I already, you know, my feeling about that is that they've been using it as an excuse to harass certain groups of people. If you look at the map of the states that legalize marijuana, they have a very low black population. Even the places outside of D.C., and if you notice, D.C. changed it when all the white people moved in. So I feel that it has something to do with that. They're, if you look at the southern states and some of the eastern states, they didn't decriminalize it yet because that's a way to harass them. That's a way to, you know, put someone in prison. It's about money, you know, for them. Even though Colorado has found a way to make stupid money, you know, the prison system, they want to keep it going. So they're going to keep, you know, keep these stupid laws on the books. until it gets to a point where, man, fuck it, we just might as well just, you know, it don't even make no more damn sense. So all most of the Western states have done it. On the East Coast, D.C. and Maine and New England, I think, they decriminalized it as well. Everybody else on the East Coast is still, yeah, illegal, which, you know, I think it's just an excuse to harass certain groups of people.
I agree with you because Asheville, North Carolina, they're considering making it legal, and the majority of the people that live in Asheville are not of minority.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I mean, because all this time, you know, look at D.C., all of a sudden, you know, oh, we want everybody to be there because, you know, they don't want these folks going to jail and getting in trouble, you know, so... It's just a way to, that's another excuse to just kind of keep messing with these certain groups of people. If you look at California, West Coast, they don't have a big black population at all. Colorado either. I don't know if Oregon did it. Did Oregon do it?
Oregon, yes. Oregon is just recently did it last month.
Yeah, I think it passed in March. Yeah, March of this year.
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay, okay, yeah. So they on, but I heard Virginia actually, they into this year they're actually proposing to decriminalize a certain amount.
Yeah, it's on the table.
Yeah, so I don't know when are they supposed to actually vote on it or make a decision on it.
Someone told me in passing that it was supposed to be sometime this summer, but I'm not sure how accurate that is. I need to check that.
Oh, okay. Well, that'd be awesome because, I mean, this is not that serious, you know. I still think with anything, you just have to do, you know, you have to be responsible. Me, personally, I only do it on the weekends, and I don't even do it, you know, I hit my little once or twice, and I'm cool. You know, some people, you know, just like with alcohol, some people, they just abuse it, and you can abuse marijuana, too. It just comes to your maturity and your tolerance of what you can handle. But we in America, we supposed to be free. See, why we can't smoke some weed? You know, fuck it. They do it all over all the other countries do it. It's not a big deal. They keep it moving and whatever. The people smoke their weed, they go to their job, and that's it.
Well,
that's my take.
We're not going to talk about freedom in America.
I will have no time.
But well, thanks for calling in, Raheem. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's all good.
I love our listeners. I know. You know, and it's really sad because a lot of the stereotypes, which I do want to get into tonight too, the stereotypes of marijuana users is so negative. And I think it's because the propaganda just shines a light on one specific type of person that smokes. When 90 to 95% of the people that smoke are regular people. They go to work. They take care of their families. They hold jobs. They are in office. They're officials. They're cops. They're doctors.
Why do you have your proper voice?
They're doctors.
Why did you change into your proper voice?
Because this really grinds my gears. I get so upset about it because it's like people always think that if you smoke, you're dirty or you don't have a good job or you just sit at home all day and do nothing. And that's not true at all. You're out here gangbanging. That's with my air quotations, gangbanging and doing illegal activities. And you rob people and you shoot people and all that kind of stuff. And that's really just not the case. But I think it's something like 17 million people smoke marijuana. But I do want to thank the caller for bringing up the whole jail and prison system because I really feel like 80% of the reason why they won't legalize it and decriminalize it is because they make way too much money putting people in jail, drug programs for the youth. Once you enter in those programs, you can no longer receive funding to go to school, federal funding, once you have those kind of charges. But if you rape someone, you can still get financial aid. But if you go to jail for smoking pot, you're cut off. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous because instead of doing something that could create revenue, they want to lock people up for no good and well damn reason, have the taxpayers pay all that money to have these people sit in jail, and a lot of jails are privately owned. You need to Google that, too. They're making money off people being in jail, which is wrong. That's slavery. It's slavery. But don't do the ass. What?
Well, it's not technically slavery. Are they working in there?
Yes, they're working. They're making them all your license plates down in your furniture.
I don't think license plates are made in jail.
Yes, they are.
I think that's the mess.
You ask them about every time. What are y'all making? Computer chips, license plates, other things.
I heard, well, I was listening to a radio show, and they asked a question. They said, if in fact marijuana is legalized, are all the people in jail that are in jail for a marijuana-based charge, will they be released?
They should be pardoned. They're not going to be. Because I think in one of the states that it's not now legal, there are still people in jail, and they should be pardoned.
Because it's no longer a crime.
Right, it's no longer a crime now, so you should be pardoned for that. Amnesty, like when you get a legal cable, and then you switch over because they said that they're not going to fine you for back charges.
You know a little too much about illegal stuff. We're going to talk about this off the
game. You don't know enough. You better fight the power.
Maybe I do know. I just don't talk about it.
Damn
on,
man.
On the wave. On the airwaves.
On the wave.
On the wave.
How cool are you tonight? Stop. That makes it not cool. The hand motion.
Okay.
The Lord's dance.
Yeah.
We're not even sure if that's right. So stop. Stop saying it. Because somebody's going to know that it's wrong and blow the spot.
Well, my mom, because she has visited my aunt in D.C., and when she came back to New York, she was doing the water dance. We didn't even know about it. That's all I'm saying. It was exciting.
Can I talk to you real quick about something? This has really been bugging me. This is why has anyone, I hope that you guys have seen this commercial with the kids that were supposedly high on marijuana, and then they hit the little girl with the bike? Okay. It's a real commercial.
It sounds funny.
Because it's wrong. First of all, I'm sure that people get under the influence and they have been in traffic accidents and such. But I just don't feel like the average smoker is using people for speed bumps out here in America. And somebody need to show me a statistic because I don't buy it.
That was just a hateful child.
What?
She just ran into somebody with a bike.
She was just on her bicycle, and then apparently they hit her in the car. And I don't like that commercial.
Oh, she was on a bike.
Yeah.
And they were driving.
They were driving. And they hit her with the
car. Oh, that's sad, but it's...
What? You better... People are listening with me, and that is not funny to me. I don't support the laughter. I'm just saying. It ain't right. Can you stop it? Just let it out. If it's funny to you, that's fine. It's not funny, though. The commercial is ridiculous. The commercial is a little bit funny because it's not true.
She didn't die in real life.
No.
Well, then I can laugh. Jeez. I'm not laughing at a real child dying. So.
I do want to touch on the medical.
Something made me cry.
I didn't make you do anything. You chose to cry. All right. So medical marijuana is legal in 20-plus states. I think it's like 22, maybe.
Anyway.
Okay, 23. Thank you so much. But there's a lot of positive medical effects of smoking marijuana. I'm only going to talk about just a few because it's countless, really.
Are any of them sexual?
This is personal research should be done outside of the show.
Okay.
Now, it can be used, everyone knows, most people know, to treat glaucoma. Okay. It also may help reverse the negative effects of tobacco smoke.
Yes.
Watch that out. Watch that. Check that.
How is that? How is it? Do you have how it happens, or do you just have these plain statistics?
Maybe you need to Google it. This is just an overview.
Okay. Bullet list. And say you're giving a bullet list.
I said I was just touching on a few. Don't ever correct me in the middle of me talking about it. You can text that to me next time.
I can't.
You can text that to me next time. Goodbye, GTLS. That is my stuff. Anyway, and improves lung health, which we actually touched on just a second ago. It doesn't impair lung function. We talked about that a certain routine. It can also help
cure and prevent epileptic seizures. And that is true because I do know someone who has epilepsy and they smoke. And when they smoke, they have zero, like, way less seizures than what they had without it.
Because they be chilling.
Because it helps
relax your body,
brain, all that kind of stuff. It helps calm her down, and she's good. Without it, she has, like, she was doing something like, I think like 6 or 7 seizures a day, and not like little ones, like big ones, like ones that can kill you.
These facts are making me want to smoke marijuana.
There's a chemical in it, in medical marijuana, regular marijuana, because it's really the same thing, called CBD, which can stop cancer from spreading, which is a big reason why a lot of people lately have turned to marijuana, cannabis, whatever you want to call it, therapy, when they're going through cancer treatment, because it can help stop the spreading of cancer cells throughout your body.
And it also treats the symptoms.
Yes. I don't know. This is just a sidebar. When people go through things like chemo, those are deadly poisons being pumped into the body to kill off the cancer cells. It's a terrible thing to watch someone go through chemo, because it destroys the person. It can destroy them. And if you can use something else that will not destroy you, why isn't it mandated? I'm just saying.
I swear, you always make me sad. Every broadcast.
What?
Every broadcast, you bring up these really sad statistics.
No,
like that. And then I'm just like,
oh, my God. Here I go again on my Debbie Downer wave. I'm not even trying to be Debbie Downer. I'm trying to.
You did.
I'm promoting knowledge. This is something that people need to be talking about.
You're talking about the Debbie Talkers that go to someone and breaks them down and they go through a lot. It's sad. People probably visualize stuff and it's just sad now.
I'm not trying to make anybody sad tonight. All right? Sorry.
Keep going.
No, I don't want to talk to you. Why are you pissing me off?
Yeah, and it increases anxiety. Those are my little medical bulletins.
How it will create business opportunities for people who would like to be marijuana distributors. A lot of people who have already gone into the business say that it's less of an investment than most businesses. Sometimes you can invest less than $10,000 to become a marijuana distributor, and you get a higher return. There's different kinds of investment categories, because you don't have to be a distributor, but you can be a cultivator. So you can be the one who grows it, and then you can sell it to the distributor. Or you can be a medical dispensary, which is, where they go and they buy the medical marijuana. Or a legal recreational retailer, which is kind of like those cafes that they have in California, where you go, and just like if you were at a Starbucks and you buy a cup of coffee, you can go and buy a doobie. And to the smoke.
Yeah.
Or a marijuana brownie.
Yeah.
And smoke it.
There are lots of different forms to actually use it. So it can be taken, distributed, whatever you want to call it, a multitude of ways. It can be made into an oil. It could be in pill form.
What do you do with it in the oil? Do you
apply it topically?
To what?
I don't know. Put it in, wear the perfume.
No, can I just say this? Because one of the negatives about marijuana is bad breath. Marijuana gives you boo-boo breath.
I think it just gives you cotton mouth.
Boo-boo breath.
It does give you cotton mouth.
And in turn, you become boo-boo mouth, unless you drink some water afterwards. I'm just saying, all you people out there that are smoking, don't talk close to people's face because your breath stinks if you didn't drink any water afterwards. I'm just saying.
Boo-boo breath?
Boo-boo breath.
You're childish.
Oh, am I? Let's not go there, shall we? All right. So here's the thing with marijuana. I like saying it like that. I don't know why. But I know that I've never seen any adverse reaction, even though there's all these researches out there that says that it's adverse reaction. I've never seen it out there. Or anything bad happens, of course, Cheeky doesn't want to assist me with knowing if it helps in any way sexually. And therefore, you know, I guess I'm going to have to test that on my own. And I'll let you guys know.
Strictly for research.
It is. It is. But if I end up getting tested at work, I'm going to blame it on you guys. Peer pressure. Peer pressure.
Job's not going to care about that.
Peer pressure. Okay? So that's all I'm going to say.
Why does it even matter to jobs? As long as you're not coming in thrown off the rails, what do it matter?
So what is thrown off the rails? Let's get into that. When do you think it's over?
When do you think, I just feel like with any, I'm going to compare it to alcohol, even though there's no difference. You know, just like when you drink, you get a buzz, you're a little tipsy, and you know when you're at the point of no return where it's like, okay, I might be a little messed up now. Maybe I should just chill out and not go to work drunk and not go operate a car drunk and not do certain things when you're at a completely altered mind state. I feel like just with smoking, it's the same thing. You can take a couple tokes and have a little buzz, be a little lifted.
And you can see she's not throwing up.
She's a little lifted.
She said tokes.
Taking a flight, whatever. But there's a, you know, in my youth, when I was a youth, okay, there was a time period where I didn't know my limit. Shout out to my homegirl, you know who you are, we held it down. And it was like, I would just smoke way too much, and now I'm going to bed. I'm going to eat everything in the refrigerator, and then I'm going to sleep.
Okay, so can you smoke it like a cigarette? Like, you know how some people are chain smokers with tobacco? Can you smoke weed? Do you think that's over the limit?
I mean, I know people that his face an L, okay? And that's when you smoke the whole thing. You face it. And some, it affects everyone differently. Some people can face the L and still function normally. Some people cannot. Some people can smoke a whole joint, whatever you want to call it, take too many bong hits, whatever, and be completely completely messed up where they can't really function because they've had too much of the substance and they've abused it.
Are you an addict if you find a roach and you try to smoke it and burn your fingertips?
Did you find it in the trash? If you picked it out of the trash, you might be an addict. If you found a roach in your ashtray, you might not have the money to cop anymore.
Well, at that point, okay, so you made a good point. Thank you. I'm glad you did that. So if you're in the mood for it but you don't have it, like let's say ice cream. I don't have ice cream, okay? But I'm not gonna find old frostbitten ice cream. Why do I hear drums? Do you hear drums?
That was actually gunshot. Please continue. I live outside. Go ahead.
You're not gonna get frostbitten ice cream and eat it because you just want ice cream. So why would you light up a roach and burn your fingertips?
That's why you have a roach clip.
Once again, people, see, I'm just proving my point here.
I don't give a damn about your point.
She knows way too much about this life.
She doesn't care about your point.
She's obviously about this life.
I want you to be educated on multiple platforms.
Okay, she did research.
Yeah, tweezers. Research that. So, I mean,
a roach clip is a tweezer.
Basically, you don't want to spend $10 on a roach clip. You need a tweezer. So, it's the same thing. Again, I went to college in another state. I mean, let's just be real about it, okay?
We can't talk about personal experiences.
The past.
I mean, I have a particular cousin.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
we used to get down back in the day, but I don't work it up.
Okay, on the air.
I'm not saying any names.
I still got affiliates now that I used to run with, you know, and we used to do what we did, and they were very productive members of society. You know, it didn't mess them up. They're not in a clinic. They're not walking the street. They are productive, job-holding, married, kids, whatever. They're productive. They pay taxes. They do what they're supposed to do. They're not an average criminal on the street. Nothing criminal about smoking marijuana. They're the government. They're the criminals.
Well, we know that.
If this just grows like that, who's the commander saying who's Catwheel?
So, like, just do you think that Native American tribes, that's what they're helping?
Well, hemp is a byproduct of cannabis. Why are you smiling so proudly? It's a byproduct, which can also be made into a multitude of things.
Like hair grease.
Hair grease, yep. It can go into shampoo because it does wonders for a body, your skin, your hair, your nails, everything.
Makes your hair grow.
Makes your hair grow. Hemp oil. It can be made into paper. The Declaration of Independence was written on hemp paper, and it's still preserved.
No one go try to steal it and smoke it.
Yeah, it's hemp. It's not the same thing.
It's not the same.
It can reverse the, what was it, the greenhouse effect?
Is it marijuana?
The growing of hemp crops. It can replenish the soil, like all the soil that's bad and the crops are bad. If you grow hemp in between your off season, it can add nutrients to your soil. So there's so many things that can be done with derivatives of the marijuana plant by extracting the THC. It doesn't have, the THC is what takes you on the flight. It doesn't have to have that to have so many positive effects that could counteract a whole lot of stuff. You could run your car on hemp oil.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I was trying to blow your mind.
But I already knew about hemp.
Well, yeah.
I just wanted to ask you because you're so much better at delivering facts than I am.
Facts. So I just have a homegirl. She's not my homegirl now. We don't talk about like that anymore. Life changes, you know. But she would always come in with the facts. Like, every time we talked about something, she would immediately Google it, and she would come right back like, actually? And she would come in there with some so cold facts. I loved her for that. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah,
but,
and now you and Google are dating.
I love Google. Google, Google, Google. Just make sure you Google in the right places, because there are lies on the internet, so don't believe it's easy.
We're going to go on to bringing our weekly guest on here, maybe not. I lied. Okay.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Broadway.
Vanden.
What? Are you partaking of the green?
You don't ask somebody if they're home.
Hell to the no.
Are you against marijuana smoke? Why or why not?
Man, I don't want no parts of that stuff.
You know what, bro? Wait, I'm so tired of you being Mr. Perfect.
Okay.
Good guy. You're such a good guy. You treat women with respect, and you're so great. And now you don't even do drugs.
I'll drink. But I'm not, nah, man. Like, of course, you know, it was a day and time I kind of, like, did smoke marijuana. But the only reason I did it because, you know, friends was doing it, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that.
Very social drugs.
Hold on, because he said he drinks.
Yeah.
He drinks responsibly. What do you not do?
Hey, man, You say what?
What do you do wrong, man? Yeah. Then don't be like, I love too hard.
I know. Don't do that.
I don't know. I mean, you know, hey, very simple dude, hard working. I don't know. I mean, per
right,
se.
That's enough. This is enough. Okay, you know, I'm a hard worker. You know, I'm great. I say the Pledge of Allegiance. I say my prayers at night.
Man, because he's great. What is wrong with women in America?
I'm over it.
She's mad at her brother because he pray at night.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't understand. I'm trying to find what's wrong with you.
Hey, If you know something, let me know so I can fix it.
What is happening? let me
pose this question to you, Broadway. If it was legal and it was decriminalized and there was no, you couldn't get into trouble, you couldn't lose your job, none of that, you still would not partake. It's just not for you?
It's just not for me. I do not like the way it makes me feel. I get very agitated, very twitchy. I get very paranoid, and I do not like the way it makes me feel. Not at all.
You sure ain't nobody let your shit go smoke a cooler?
Look, look, no, because it was the course.
I mean, you can tell me the answer. I always want it because, you know, I'm not supposed to say that it's true. But people tell me certain things about it that in a negative way. I'm like, someone right with your weed. It's
no, and it's not even that, like, that particular, like, last time, but it was just, like, over, like, the times that, like, maybe, because it was long time ago, many moons. But it's just, like, I don't like the way it makes me feel. I just don't. You know what I'm saying? I can't react to things in a good reaction, you know what I'm saying, in a good time and moment. And it's just, like, I just don't like the way it makes me feel, straight up. I mean, I ain't got nothing against people that do it. It is what it is. I mean, as long as you're not super freaking excessive with it. But, hey.
So now we can't ask you any marijuana ask a dude question.
What do you mean, marijuana ask a dude? Just because I'm surprised you're not ready for, you wasn't ready for that? You weren't prepared?
Excuse me? Okay, wait. Before this gets ugly, let me pose my question to you. Give me that back. Go to my stuff. Look at that. Whoa. What a hoe.
Oh, I was about to be careful.
Anyway, all right. Look. It's a bun.
Let me get back.
A bun.
They all know it's a bun, Chi-Chi. And everyone knows it's a bun.
And don't fall here. Unbecoming.
To you, if you ball headed, it's getting you damn right. My question to you, Broadway, is this. Me, personally, I can't stand the stoners who that's all they care about. Like, have you ever met that kind of a dude? Like, if that dude maybe in your circle that used to be in your circle that all he want to do is smoke weed, all he spends his
all,
money on is
I mean, every all day, every day, yes. I've had some friends and homeboys that were like that, especially when I was in college. I mean, like, before they even do anything else, before they eat, smoke a bone. Before class, smoke a bone. After class, smoke a bone. Before lunch, like, I mean, before band practice, after band practice, break during band practice, like, all day. And I could not understand it. Like, just, like, all day long.
Yeah, to me, those are the kind of things that give weed smokers, marijuana users, a bad name because it's like they can't function in life unless they are under the influence of marijuana. And when that becomes your situation, that's when it's an abuse. You're abusing it. If you can't function on your daily life without it, it's a recreational thing. It's not supposed to be what gets you out of bed in the morning and what puts you to sleep at night.
That's all right. I don't like it, man. I knew it was something bad about marijuana to the point where I went to sleep high, and I woke up, I was still high. I was like, yeah, I don't need.
6 hours and you woke up and you were still high? You are too excited about this.
6 hours.
You went to sleep and woke up and it had what? This was a week.
I was still high. No bullshit.
15 people I was in our contact for the dealer's phone. Broadway, do you eat cereal?
Do I eat cereal? I mean,
yes.
Every blue moon, I really, you know what I'm saying, when I wake up in the morning, I really don't eat breakfast.
Well, let's say your favorite food would only be available in marijuana-based ingredients.
What?
The hell? Would you completely cut that out your diet?
You said my favorite food?
Yes.
And it only came in components of marijuana. You know what? You really put that one together. I'm trying to tell you, man. Even though, fuck, man, I love pizza, but I wouldn't eat it no more, dog. I tried to leave pizza alone, man. I have to eat it, leave it alone. Maybe I'll eat more sushi or something.
What if it was hemp sushi?
You said what?
What if it was hemp sushi?
Well, see, hey, look, I just got onto the sushi thing, so I still probably wouldn't eat that neither.
Well, what if they made it into an alcoholic beverage? Would you drink that? Would you drink
into
it then?
Hell to the no. Liquor and
like,
weed put liquor and weed put together? No, sir.
Tennessee VSOW.
No, ma'am. And please don't disrespect the hen, dog, and dog.
What about you meet the woman of your dreams and you guys are kicking it and you finally get to that point where you want to be as one, but
mm-hmm.
you have to get a joint before you hit that deck.
You say what?
So you're with the chick, right, and you really love her, y'all really vibing or whatever, and so y'all get to the point where y'all want to be, you know, intimate, and you have
mm-hmm.
to hit a joint before you hit that thing.
So hold on. She's telling me I had to hit the blunt before me and her have intercourse. That's what you say?
Yeah, it's like the key to her chastity belt.
Sure. I'm gonna be a sad dude that day because I'm not gonna do it, man.
Bro, wait, I don't want to talk to you anymore. This is ridiculous.
No, I'm serious. Like, look, I have lived life. I have been with a woman that was one of the things she did. So I was like, well, shoot, boo, do it. I might as well do it too. I'm like, I'm not at that stage of my life anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because I gotta hit a blunt. And then on top of that, ain't no telling what she laced with that blunt. I mean, like, come on. So you telling me, so just to get the pussy, I got to smoke this blunt. No.
Bro, Ace, we can't be friends anymore because I don't trust somebody who don't have anything wrong with them. I know it's backwards.
I don't know, man. I don't care for it. Now, I drink my ass off. But that might be not one of my problems. I like to drink. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but I bet you're not an alcoholic because you're Broadway and you don't do anything wrong.
No, I ain't no alcoholic. I only really drink on the weekends. So, yeah, I got a point.
I'm done with this conversation. She came really upset. She's really
upset. I love you too.
She's like, don't play with her no more. You shut everything down. She's just upset. Now, this is a question I do want to ask you. Do you personally think that a woman who does smoke marijuana is less classy than a woman who doesn't?
You know what? Like
Keep it 100. Mm-hmm.
If that's what you do, that's what you do. Like you said, like if it's for recreational, like you said, and then like I said, you're not all around me blowing it all up in my face and stuff like that, it wouldn't really affect me. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, no, not really. Now, if you're overzealous with it, you do it all the time, all day, every day. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it's messing up dinner reservations we got or whatever like that, yeah, you're doing too much. Yeah, that's a major turnoff for me. Like, we got to be somewhere at 6:30, and you was like, well, let me go roll this blunt first. Let me get hot. Nah, we got stuff to do.
So you keep one rolled and stay ready.
You say what?
I said that's why you keep one rolled and stay ready. Stop staring at me.
Oh, my gosh. Lord
Jesus. I just wish that you guys could see the way she's been looking at me all night long. Do you have a problem with me? I'm just surprised your lips aren't black. That's all I'm saying. Something called it. No, I'm not even gonna talk about that because you're taking it too far. My lips are perfect. That's all. I said I'm surprised they're not black. They never will be either because I'm smart with mine. No, turn the conversation somewhere. You get on my nerves, Broadway. Broadway, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you were listening earlier about my hop. But I want to know, as a man, is it really that bad out there
that the advertising agencies have to tell all these women to keep their vaginas fresh.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that's, I don't know what's up with that, man. I mean, like, that did, you sound very peeved about it, too. It's better to just say so myself. I just want to let you know about, I just want to let you know and clarify that. But, that's a very good, topic and conversation, because the thing about it is, like, me and some associates and friends of mine was having a conversation that if a woman could not smell herself, that means you used to that smell. So in sense, you are used to and familiar and okay and fine with being nasty. You damn scallywag. That is just disgusting.
I mean, does it make you uncomfortable to see all these vagina commercials? Because it makes me uncomfortable and I have a vagina.
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny. But I wouldn't feel like, why would I feel uncomfortable? I don't have a vagina.
Well, I'm saying because it's like, maybe they need some more ball commercials. Maybe they need some more jockets.
So hold on. So you can talk about just random balls on the show. The ball
they
commercials. Okay.
Badge. They talk about random badge all the time. Oh, I got swagger. How about you? Swagger. How about you? She's walking all happy because her vagina is fresh.
Oh,
well, vagina was not fresh. You would be quite sad.
Oh my gosh!
I don't like the commercial, but I will say that if it's not fresh, then you probably are walking with an extra cup in your.
Well, why is she so happy? Because it finally is fresh now.
Just that. That's not encouraging. I feel like you know if you smell. You know what? It ain't no excuses no more. You know if you smell, okay? We're grown-ups.
No, I mean, yeah, you would think, but, I mean, you know, what I do and in the club and everything like that, some you walk around some female, you know, and they ain't smelling too, you know, fresh, you know?
Well, would you be embarrassed to go buy your girl a refresh product?
See, first of all, she's not going to have that problem. I'm not gonna make it my girl if she got that problem.
Because
you don't want me walking around and my arms stink. Oh, musty walking around the house.
Why can't your balls stink? This is what's wrong with men. Because y'all ever think y'all balls stink? Listen up.
Balls because I wash my ass after work. Because I wash my ass.
Some men need to scrub,
scrub my feet.
You put the golf ball in this little device and you pump the top part and then
oh my gosh!
I'm just gonna be honest because some of the undercarriages are not okay. They're not. Y'all need to reach back there and scrub.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you gotta, you know,
scrub the between area.
Yeah.
Behind your balls, in between your anus and your
that's
balls.
Why it's something called soap, body wash, baby powder, stuff like that.
That's the term, a grundle. Between the butt. Thank you, Tracy. Grundle.
Really
clean your grundle. Why don't we have a grundle cleaner commercial? I'm going to call Summer's Eve and ask them.
Well, what was the equivalent to Summer's Eve we called?
Winter's Dawn.
No, that was my name. No. Kennedy, Winter's Dusk. Nope, not Dawn. Let's make it Dusk. Taking it personal. Don't like it.
Oh, my gosh. Terrible.
I want to say something real quick. Shout out to my cousin Troy, man. I just want you to know that I love you. That you have me cracking up on this. I don't care. Just know that. Sorry, listeners, they're inside jokes.
Why are you announcing it? We can't be a part of it. Because he can hear it, damn it. They ain't got nothing to do with y'all. Sorry.
Well, why you couldn't text him and tell him that?
Because I would rather talk about it.
Well, why are you including all the lessons? We don't know.
If you could talk on this show about truffle butter, I can give a shout out to my cousin Dan. But don't sit to me.
Ew, that is so nasty. Yo, I know what the term was before y'all had the show today. And the term that I saw was a little more graphic. And the thing about it is, my mind is very diverse, so I'm actually, like, thinking about it, what it would look like, and it's just like, ew.
Just gross, man.
Right.
I don't feel like anyone, even Nicki Minaj and all her stardom, should be able to call their song Trouble Butter and put it on the radio for a child to listen to it and to hear a song called Trouble Butter and repeat it. Because then
and repeat it. And know it word for word.
I'm telling you, the radio, mainstream radio is getting kids slapped all across America.
I never listened to the song. Does the song talk about Trouble Butter, or is it just called that?
I don't know. I ain't never listened to it. The song, the name of the song,
I think the song is called something else. It's just the term is thrown out there a few times. Because I think everybody in the song said something about it.
Gross. Why are we talking about
gross.
It?
That is gross. Just
because,
like, ew.
So you don't like Trouble Butter?
I'm not.
Tell you what, if you do, don't admit it on this radio show, what? I'll never let you forget it. I know.
Gross. She's no. laughing at you.
I'm laughing at Truffle Butter. I'm not laughing at them. That's gross.
Are we going to do your Get Fit segment this week? Because you shared some really good information with me, and I wanted good people to know.
Oh, there it is right there. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
There it is. Get it off the street. Go. Just so you guys know, it's not a picture. It's a lyric for the song. Stop making it look like we're looking at porn. You can't make it sound like that. They can't see us, man. Get off the street.
Oh, y'all looking at porn. Oh.
Don't anybody looking at porn, damn it. Don't you go to the street. Ain't looking at porn, all right? So, I don't know if you do.
Y'all looking at that Trouble Butter being made in
action. Dudes are nasty.
You looking at that Truffle Butter being made naturally right now. It's so nasty.
No, you take that back. You take it back right now. You take that back.
Y'all Googled it, how to make Truffle Butter. Y'all Googled it.
Hey, can I tell you something though? Have y'all ever seen that Two Girls, One Cup?
Oh my gosh! Fucking disgusting.
Y'all ever seen one dude, one screwdriver?
That joint's disgusting. Oh, my God.
Screwdriver of his feet, hole.
I don't want to talk about.
That joint was disgusting. I mean, that's putrid.
I just feel like we have taken a really terrible turn.
We always take turns. That's why we're also the Bruins. Who wants to hear us all night about the same thing?
We're taking a turn now.
We have two both ADD. Co-host. There's no way we could possibly stay on this
one side. I don't even know where this came from again. Something I want to say, though. Why do dudes watch porn together? What is that about? How come dudes could just sit around and, like, five dudes watch one flick and no girl in the room? It's a little stuff to you.
And he'd be real strong with it and then look over and his manly friend is sitting right next to him. To me, that's a little...
It's a little suspect for me. You know, I'm just going to call it out. I don't feel like a grown man should be watching porn with another grown man unless they're watching gay porn.
A bunch of you are in there together. And you ain't...
I mean, because if you're gay, that's fine. That's your life choices. I ain't mad at you. You want to watch porn with your homeboy? Cool. But I don't feel like two straight men should be watching porn together, two or more, and there's no chicks in the room, and it's just three dudes watching porn. Like, I don't see that. I don't feel comfortable with that.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Just really went in.
That joke was too funny. But I don't know the first thing. I don't know why it's like that because I can think in the back of my head the first time that actually happened to me. And I was like, and I totally didn't know what was going on. I always thought, you know, looking at porn was a private thing. I was young, hanging out with like some older guys from high school after a party. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Really? What is this? Six niggas in here on a big screen TV watching porn.
We watch porn. That's what we doing now. We like six in here. I'd be mad and be like, I'm ready to go.
Yo.
Who drove me? Because I wouldn't have my own car.
Because they were like seniors, and now I was like a sophomore. So you know me, I'm like, oh shit, okay. the fuck going? Nigga, you sleep watching? Like six niggas in here.
You went home and told your legal guardians about that because they see you. They're 18 and they got a 15 and 16-year-old boy coming in the house and he's showing them porn and ain't no chicks in there. That's a violation. That's some kind of sexual assault. I don't. I'm part. She sorry about that. They was mad. They might have ulterior motives.
Oh my gosh.
Now we know what's wrong with him. He watches porn in a room full of men.
Woman, that happened like that happened like that happened like 01, 02. God damn it! No, he count.
It counts. It happened. It counts.
Okay.
That's how you get to do this. She had sex because it wasn't good, and try to uncount him. You can't uncount that. You can't uncount sitting in a room with a bunch of dudes watching porn.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Don't lie. You can't. Don't lie on your vagina, because I know some girls over here that. Well, it don't count. Yes, it do. Penetration. It counted. Add that notch. Don't.
Oh,
I don't care if his penis was small. I don't care if he didn't know how to stroke it. I don't care if he didn't know how to lick it. I don't care if he didn't know how to flip it. You still had sex with him. He counts. He counts.
Oh yeah, that counts. Yeah.
Your
oh,
man
definitely.
Full of your room full of men porn. That counts.
Oh my God. You're fucking stupid. You had to find something. It's okay.
Don't run for political office because these shows will be archived. If you run for political office, you better make me your PR person or I'm going to be the one that leaks that you watch porn with a bunch of men.
Wow. Okay. I'm so scared.
I'm going to be honest. I'm a little scared right now. I don't even know. It has nothing to do with me. She was really serious when she said that. And I'm like, well,
I don't know why she – look, we always have this problem. We always have this problem every show. I don't understand what's going on. Have nothing but love for TT.
I just want to be a PR rep. Is that what this is really about? You want to be hired?
Yeah.
What? I don't know about that.
Be a PR.
Why do you have to threaten him into hiring you?
Exactly.
This is how I do things, bro. I'm sorry.
What? So you threaten people to get your way? What kind of shit is that?
Just how I live my life. Even the mom? Don't worry about that. She's a lady boss. But my teachers don't mess with me.
It'll mess
because they're scary. Scary. Oh, man. So thank you so much for calling in tonight, Broadway. As always, it's been way too much fun. But is there anything you want to tell the people before we let you go?
Nothing really going on. Following on social media, VA_ Mr. Broadway, Mr. Broadway the host. Just check me out on social media. YouTube channel coming soon. If anybody doing anything next weekend, I'm thinking about doing kind of like a commercial slash photo shoot down in Chaco Bottom this Saturday. Just come out, relax, go chill. You've been having good weather, you know what I mean? So just check me out. And let's see, one more thing. No, that's it. God bless.
Hi, Broadway. You have a good week.
Yeah, too. Bless. Go.
Aww, he's so fun.
Bunch of fun.
He's so fun.
He's a bowl of fun. Or a room of fun.
And he's not your citizen. That's why it's wrong.
Oh, gosh. That was hilarious.
I do have ass clones right next to sleep.
Okay. I don't know if we still have the sound mic.
Oh.
Apparently not. And we're waiting.
It's not me. It's really Blog Talk as usual. It's BTR.
I don't think they like us.
They just they always do too much.
So this is a heads up. This will probably be our last year on Blog Talk, even if we make it to the end of the year, because Blog Talk keeps on messing with us. They don't let us promote. They don't let us do anything. The worst in the F.
What is it? You stop it right there. Stop that sentence right where it was. You just let it be a thought.
Deal with censorship. I want to say, because we are talking about the Mary Jane this evening, I thought it was only fitting to bring up the Mary Jane echo.
It's going to flip play at a really inappropriate time. So apparently, Andre Dismuke, a 36-year-old in Denver, shipped 12 pounds of marijuana to his real estate agent for estimate.
How?
Because they had purchased, him and his girlfriend had purchased a home, and they hadn't moved in yet, but they wanted to ship it there so that they can be there when they got there. Well, it shipped to the real estate agent, and they opened it and found all the marijuana and called police on them. And when they got to the new house, there were people waiting on them.
Oh, my gosh. I hear something. I hear something.
Why am I so scared right now?
It was like, oh, it's Broadway. We didn't turn his mic off.
This is why I hate Blog Talk Radio, because it's not a lot. This is so janky. I hate this, guys. Blog Talk Radio is so nice all the time. First of all, Broadway, if you can hear us, we can hear you. I'm going to let you know that right now.
And you're making heavy breathing sounds.
Secondly, beautiful. What is the noise? Anyway, secondly, about this ass clown situation, why would you ship it, period? Even if you thought you were shipping it to your new address. Who are you? You're not King Cartel. Why is it so many pounds? Do you have to grow up? What are you doing? Did you purchase this home just to specifically grow? Is that going to be a dispensary?
Oh, man. Why?
Why would you do that? What thought process? Could you ever? I'm just going to ship it so it's there when I get there so I can have a body.
It's because of criminals like him that we can never get it legalized.
I'm not even a criminal. Dumb asses like him. Why would you do the BS? Why are you in the West? First of all, if I've got that much going on, I'm not going to be separated from it unless I got a whole organization. First and foremost.
It says that it was a street value of $18,000.
Plenty of money.
You are an idiot. You're an idiot.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Do you know what kind of conversation had to take place?
Congratulations, ass clown.
Between him and the woman, when they found out, they realized, like, who dropped off at the post office?
Well, apparently she was released without being charged, so she, I guess, didn't know about it. Or maybe he took the charge.
How many times was it? 12. She knew about it. Ain't no way in hell your man got 12 pounds of marijuana and you don't know about it.
It might be.
Is anyone else creeped out that can hear? This is like insidious.
Okay. Listeners, if you can hear the noises,
someone messes me. It's creeping me out. I don't like it. I'm ready to end the show. I feel like somebody's in here with us, and I don't like that. It's just me, you, and the puppy.
I need some marijuana to calm me down.
No, you have a heart condition.
Well, do you? I need a snack.
A snack? Don't ever look at me and tell me you need a snack.
Why? Just,
what? Because I'm childish. That's why.
Well, I'm just like, if I'm a kid and I ask for a snack, then I can't ask you for a snack.
Are you a kid? Or are you a grown-ass woman?
It depends on the day.
Goodbye. You saw that.
And because we're not Colorado, I don't get a tax refund.
People out here get tax refunds for marijuana.
How awesome is that?
That's freaking awesome. It's just, there's so many, rather than all up, tying it all together, lacing up the shoes, there's so many. You like that one?
Oh,
I just made it up. It didn't go up.
Well, because you wrapped it up and then laced it and then tied it. You should have left out the wrap.
Okay, what if it was new sneakers and it was raining outside?
Do you wrap up your sneakers
in plastic bags? It's raining and nasty outside and they're brand new.
But then you would tie it up. You would lace it up, tie it up, and then wrap it.
I mean, yeah, I guess that would be fine. This is neither here nor there. What I'm trying to say is there's a whole bunch of reasons to legalize marijuana, and the only reason that I can see for the government, just from a government standpoint, that the government would not is because they can't make as much money. They think, which I think we could switch it, but they would rather make money off putting people in jail and taking privileges away so that they wouldn't have to worry about certain things from certain people than just making it legal and boosting their own economy.
Well, and they make more money off of the war on drugs than they do legalized marijuana. And also, Big Pharma has a lot to do with it. And if people don't know what Big Pharma is, it's the big pharmaceutical companies that control the government with money.
Yeah.
If you have this natural drug that can be grown...
Everything's so scary right now. This is so annoying.
Being regulated. This is creepy. Without being regulated, then the government really can't predict how much of a revenue they would make from it.
It can alleviate headaches. It can alleviate menstrual cramps. It can alleviate people who have, like, diseases. I can, what's the name of the disease? Like, where they can't eat or they don't have appetite. So to increase that appetite.
Yeah. Like Kris Jenner's mom. Did you see it?
What?
Kris Jenner from the Kardashians. Her mom had cancer and they smoked a doobie. And she was so hungry afterwards.
How do we not talk about this whole sex change thing?
Oh!
How do we go through the whole show without talking about...
We'll bring it up next time.
Okay.
Because it's going to take him a while to get a vagina.
Yeah, but he definitely has tits, I saw it.
Well, I have a question for you before we go. If they legalize it in Virginia, do you want to go into business as a dispensary?
Yes.
With me?
Yes.
You heard it, guys. I have the archive. If she backs out,
I'm not backing out.
I have it on tape, and I'm going to sue her.
Brewery Buds.
Oh!
Don't take it.
Don't you take it!
This is covering the cover. This is right for this. This is
covering the cover. On here. They already know we have it. I packed you.
February.
If you steal it,
February 8th, 2015.
At 10:27 p.m. Eastern Time, this is the Brewery Radio. Cheeky and Chi Chi. We've just named it, and we're not going to say it again because you might have missed it. But that's our brand. That's our brand. We've branded it. And it's gonna be blue.
I just got a text message, and this is all I can see. It's a link. So this is marijuana associated with yeast infection. I'm sorry, guys. Do your research, everybody. Is there anything else you want to tell people around that?
It is. If you let a guy that smokes a lot of marijuana eat you, perform oral sex.
We're not alone.
But we're you can be prone to more yeast infections.
I'm doing my research after we finish.
The truth.
I just want everyone to have a great week. Do something positive. Do something nice for somebody else. One simple act of kindness to a complete stranger. That's my challenge to everyone that's listening. And Chi Chi. You get on my nerves, but I really do love you.
Notice how I didn't say it back. But I do love her. I didn't want to say it.
You have fun.
It's more like a half up, half down. It's the crown of my hair. It's not made.
Okay, everyone have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you always, always, always. If you came in on this partial episode, you can listen to us anytime at blogtalkradio.com/brewery radio. Questions, comments, or concerns, go to thebreweryradio@gmail.com. And my mother made a request. She said she wants to hear some new hi-fi music. So run those radio-ready tracks to thebreweryradio@gmail.com.
That's fire!
I can't play the outro. Because
oh, my gosh. What is wrong with you, Blog Talk? We can't even end the episode.
Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do?
This is ridiculous. I can't do it.
Still going. I'm just, do I just close the stage? Do I do that?